Boys and girls, welcome to the Children's Bible Club, coming to you from Santa Rosa Christian Academy in Milton, Florida. We're surely glad you've joined us for the broadcast today. We hope you'll have your pen and pencil ready, and we hope that you'll join the choir now as they start the broadcast under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Thank you, choir, for that joyous message in song. And that kind of joy and peace can come only through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. See, God knows you, and He wants you to know Him. Bible clubbers, did you know that after Cyrus, king of the Medes, had become a very famous king and made his conquests and gained his spoils, he then found out that his life had already been planned by God and recorded in God's Word. And God said in Isaiah, "I have known thee, Cyrus. I have called thee by name before thou wert born." But Bible clubbers, did you know God doesn't just know kings and famous people? God knows you, too. He knew you before you were born. He knew what your name would be. He called you by your name before you even got here. How about that? And He's planned your life and fought your battles and knows every problem you'll ever face. This is the most important fact in life for you to know. And to go one step in life without the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior is foolish, when He knows more about you than you do about yourself. Oh, won't you receive Christ as your Savior today? If you will, repent of your sin and receive Jesus right now. Then write Aunt Carolyn a note and let me know of your decision. I'd love to share in your joy, and I'd also send you some helps and some tracts that would be helpful. Just write to me, Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572. And now, here's Mindy to sing just what we've been talking about. There's room at the cross for you.
The cross upon which Jesus died is a shelter in which we can hide. And it's great.
For you, there's
Yes, there's room at the cross for
through enough already getting to this forsaken land of dogs. That's just how the Syrian captain felt about Israel. The torment and grief of being a leper was degrading enough. To have your flesh eaten away by the loathsome disease, to be an outcast from society, to know death was inevitable was bad enough. But now he had had to lower himself to come before a so-called prophet of the God of Israel and actually ask to be healed. Naaman recognized none of it. Not God, not Elisha as a man of God, not Israel as the people of God. He would ordinarily have spat at the thought. But in his desperate condition, he had followed the advice of his servant girl and at last arrived in his impressive chariot with his entourage of servants and military assistants at the humble home of Elisha and waited for the man of God to come ceremoniously before him and perform some spectacular miracle. But to his humiliation, Elisha only sent his servant out with a message. Go, wash in the Jordan River 7 times, and thy flesh will come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. Naaman's servants watched as shock turned to seething anger. The Jordan! Wash in the Jordan! What a ridiculous thing to do! Water wouldn't cure leprosy, and he had rivers in Syria cleaner than the Jordan would ever be. Naaman was furious. He spun around and ordered his men to drive hard and get back to Syria. He wasn't staying around here to be insulted any further. No doubt taking a chance with his very life, one servant got up his nerve to speak. But, sir, you've come all the way here. Please, at least try what the prophet said. It can't hurt to try. Consideration, hesitation, at last decision, and Naaman ordered his driver down to the Jordan River. There was no use to drag the matter longer than necessary, and soon Naaman had laid aside his fine uniform and walked down into the river. His thoughts, no doubt, were spinning. This was futile, absolutely ridiculous. Why, the prophet didn't even come along to see if it worked. Likely he planned it that way so he wouldn't be embarrassed when his ridiculous order failed. But what if it did work? At last Naaman drew in his breath and held it, and down under the water he sank. On the river bank his servants waited breathlessly. If this didn't work, Captain Naaman would take out his wrath on somebody, and they didn't want to be around. Up he came. Oh, no, not a spot gone. No change except that he was now soaking wet. Not a handsome sight for such a man of distinction. The second time down he went. The third, fourth, fifth, sixth, then the 7th time. Breathlessly they waited. Then out of the water Naaman rose. He looked at his hands. He looked at his arms. He stepped to more shallow water and looked at his legs. He looked at his chest. He called to a servant to see if there were any spots on his back. At last, he leaped like a child from the water. The
silence was suddenly broken by shouts of joy and excitement. They're gone! They're gone! The leper spots are gone! I'm healed! I'm cured! Oh, praise be to the God of Elisha! I'm cured! Whether he jumped for joy or hugged his servants or knelt in thanks on the riverbank, the Bible doesn't tell us. But we do know he was convinced then and there that there was no other God in all the earth but the God of Israel. And he promised that from then on he would never offer sacrifices to any other God but the Lord. He was not only cured from his physical disease, but he was cured of his more deadly inner disease of sin. And Elisha sent him back home in peace. And the same God who cured Naaman of his outward disease can cure you of your inner disease, too. Like leprosy, sin eats away in your spirit and soul, causing you to be an outcast separated from God. And more sure than leprosy, it will bring eternal death. Unless, and here's the good news, boys and girls, unless you heed God's command to confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. Jesus Christ died on the cross for your dreaded sin. He paid the price of your punishment. You don't have to suffer death and loss. Paul said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Jesus Christ is the answer to your sin. He'll save you if you call upon his name, so trust him today. Then write me and let me know of your decision. I'll be glad to send you some Bible helps. And now, God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time, and we hope you will join us again next week, and be sure to tell your best friend to listen too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, day school, summer camp work, daily vacation Bible school, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.